And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 22nd of May, 2009. It's the birthday of the man who gave us Sherlock Holmes, Arthur Conan Doyle, born Edinburgh, 1859. He was a doctor. He opened his own medical practice, was not very successful, and in 1885, after he got married, he felt pressed for money. So he set out to write. He wrote a couple of novels and a few stories. And then he created Sherlock Holmes, based on one of his professors at medical school, Dr. Joseph Bell, who was very good at inferring things from very small observations. The first story was A Study in Scarlet, published 1887. It was the third Sherlock Holmes story, A Scandal in Bohemia, serialized in Strand magazine, that made him famous. Conan Doyle didn't like writing the Sherlock Holmes stories, and to try to get out of it, he kept asking the Strand for higher and higher prices for his stories. Ridiculously high prices, but the public was eating up Sherlock Holmes, so the magazine went ahead and paid him anything he asked. Finally, he tried to kill off Sherlock Holmes in his story, The Final Problem, in which the detective tumbles down a waterfall along with his arch-enemy Moriarty, and the public was so furious that Conan Doyle had to bring the character back. It's the birthday of the writer and naturalist Peter Matheson, born in New York City in 1927, who became fascinated with nature as a boy, exploring the woods with his brother, watching birds, keeping a collection of poisonous snakes in glass jars. Went to Yale, majored in English, published his first story in The Atlantic when he was still in college, moved to Paris, where, along with George Plimpton and Harold Humes, it created a literary magazine called The Paris Review. First issue came out in 1953. Peter Matheson published a couple of novels soon after. They didn't earn much money. He began working as a commercial fisherman, which reminded him of how much he loved to be outdoors. So he decided to write about it, went on a cross-country trip, and wrote a book about it, Wildlife in America, which launched his reputation as a nature writer. Continued to write novels, books about the wilderness. Along the way, became a Zen Buddhist priest, wrote what is probably his most famous book, The Snow Leopard. His most recent, Shadow Country, came out last year. Here's a poem for today by Gary Gildner, entitled Rock Tea. At a hot springs in the Sawtooth Mountains, 8,000 feet above the level sea, my two-year-old daughter enters the steamy shallows and sings, I'm naked, I'm naked, and clings to herself as if the pink body under her slender arms might slip away. I do not want her to slip away, not ever, but I know one day she will. I know one day she will put on her snow boots and take up the trail in earnest, and I will call out, I am happy for her, very happy, but sad, too, and hope I will see her again. From the pool's moony wash, she brings me her cupped hands. Rock tea, Papa. You like some? I cup her hands in my own and drink. It is delicious, I say. More delicious than air itself, than life, may I have another. And perhaps you will have one too. Perhaps. Thank you. In this way, gently over rock tea, we celebrate how far we have traveled together. A poem titled Rock Tea by Gary Gildner from Cleaning a Rainbow, published by Bookmark Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written and produced by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.